is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Your dial is set correctly. You can listen to us on AM and FM and internet radio, smartphones, podcasts, and Galaxy 19 satellite radio. Linus Ertler is with us, and he was at the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy in New York City on the island of Manhattan. And we've been talking about that for the first hour. So if you missed the first hour, you can go back to USAprepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, and download the hour number one, and listen to that. We're talking about what he saw firsthand. He Linus is a insurance adjuster. He's from Missouri, and Linus has been to a lot of our meetups. He's been attending our meetups for well over a year. He's been to the expos. He's in the community in the Ozark Mountains with us, and he has risen to become an instructor. He went from student to instructor, and this is his first broadcast with us at USAprepares.com. 2 hours. So Linus is starting with 2 hours. Not everybody does that. And I want to thank you, Linus, for being with us. I really do. Let's talk about the escape from New York City. Now, people couldn't do it. They couldn't escape from New York City, Linus, because that's their home. That's where they live. They were freezing in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, and they were burning their furniture. You said you saw hundreds of fires, small fires, for people who were burning their furniture to stay warm. Now, did you see, did you see people getting together like neighbors saying, I'll tell you what, instead of you burning your living room chairs, how about if we just burn one set at a time, and when we're done burning ours, then we'll go to burn yours, and we'll just all huddle around the same fire together. Did you see that?
Not really. I wasn't there for all that. I was leaving as I saw these fires that were at night as it got colder, because on about day three, I remember the new chat back now, a nor'easter hit, same area that Sandy hit a few days later, a nor'easter, just a snowstorm. And it was a heavy, wet snow, and it was cold, of course, and people were out of their homes, and that came. It's like, oh boy, here we go. Now it's
again,
cold. And it was, and before the hurricane hit, it wasn't that cold there. It was, I wore a jacket. I never had to wear a coat at first. It got really cold. Got to put a heavy coat on. And yeah, these poor people didn't have it. The heat and things. The people of New York would band together that way, yes, and look out for each other, yes. I didn't see it personally because, like I said, whenever it got dark, I thought, I need to leave. You know, there were looters. I mean, there were the metal zombies, the looters, and those kinds of things. And when I say metal zombies, I mean after the flood came, actually the tidal surge, people were taking their washers, their dryers, their water heaters, ovens, whatever, the metal appliances they got submerged in salt water, they're all trashed, and they were throwing them to the curb. And the, I guess, you know, FEMA or the city had a deal to come by and pick it all up. Well, that's worth money, so we would have people in their vans and their trucks with their trailers. Mostly it was just their van. I saw a guy with a van with the refrigerators on top, strapped down. That's how bad they wanted that metal. I'm thinking, wow. But they were taking the appliances away before an adjuster could get there to write the numbers down to pay for those items if they were covered. But those people would come out, and that's fine. But they weren't really supposed to do that. and there were looters. There were people going into people's backyards to find appliances that were set out and taking them. And that's a no-no anywhere you go, but they were doing that. Yeah. And the crime picked up at night, as it always does after something like that. So I wanted to leave. So I like your question, I didn't really see that firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I saw the campfires. I saw everybody together, neighbor. They were all together in a group with several fires and several people because there's, like I said, there's so many people there. I mean, Brooklyn, New York is smaller than Springfield, Missouri, as far as the size of the city, the footprint. Springfield has 165,000 or so people. Brooklyn, New York has 2.5 million people. So if you put 2.5 million people in the city of Springfield, that's about how the population density is for Brooklyn. It's very tight together.
Yeah.
That can be good. It can be bad. Depends on how you look at it. I mean, they were looking out for each other. I mean, they were very neighborly, if you will. I mean, everybody was, you know, together helping each other out. They were very good about that. But at the same time, that brings in more crime because there's so much more opportunity because there's so many more people with so many more things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think the same way.
I think the number is about 35,000 people per square mile. Is that about right?
Yeah, for Brooklyn, I think so, yeah. And Queens, it's like 25 or 28, I think, per mile. I looked at it here a while back. I think that's about where it is. It's a lot more than Springfield.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Most other cities, by the way, so.
Linus, I'm thinking about this number, and I did a quick calculation. It'd be over 13,000 people on my farm.
Yeah.
You know, there's only 100 people live in our entire town, you know.
Yeah.
And, jeez, I mean, that really is dense population. So crime was up. What about, you know, I've been hammering on the point that, don't wait for the government. Just don't wait for them because you could die waiting for them. Is that what you saw, or did you see a lot of government help? Did you see the Red Cross? Did you see soup kitchens? Did you see, you know, organizations that you would expect to see there helping people, or did you just see the police?
At first, I didn't see hardly anybody, except the police were there. The police were all over. I mean, they had to be. I mean, or it would have been horrible. But they were directing traffic, and they were just making their presence known. I saw the National Guard. I saw the Hummers and the guys in camo. I saw that. I saw the Black Hawk helicopters just, you know, flying around. But, I mean, I didn't see anything bad. I didn't see any riots or anything like that, although there were a few murders after the fact. I'd watch the news. I'd watch to see what was going on because I can get a good idea. Even though it's news, I can still watch it and get a sense. There were people being... there were fights and gas lines. I think somebody got shot in a gas line in New York waiting for gas, people fighting about, you know, whatever. A few merchants were murdered. I think two or three different store merchants got murdered in Brooklyn, not far from where I was, where I would go. I thought, oh, man. And you can't take your gun into New York City legally. So I felt naked. I didn't have my gun, but I had pepper spray, and I had a ball bat and a knife, which turns out those are also illegal in Brooklyn, or at least the pepper spray is, I guess. But I never had any problems personally in that regard. But I didn't see the Red Cross went after. I know somebody from here that went there with the Red Cross, and they left, I think, after I got back. I think they left toward the end of November. They were there to, you know, for reinforcements, I guess, and all that. I don't know when the Red Cross got there. As far as any soup kitchens or anything goes, it took a few more days, like you said, and even like the government says, it's going to take us a few days to get there. And then it's going to take us a few days to get everything, you know, to be out there. So they say get a plan for, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 days to be on your own. And that's true, because for the first few days, no, I didn't really see much at all except for the police and the National Guard. And they had the schools in Brooklyn. I guess it was a school. I'm not sure what it was. I don't remember what it was. It was a big building. Lines, and I guess it was like a shelter or a, you know, there might have been some food inside. I saw some of the markets would reopen with no power, but they would reopen, which is pretty cool. And the food that they did have, or the food that they could get back, you know, delivered again, they would bring it in and set it out, and they were passing it out like a market style. I saw quite a bit of that, not a lot, but I saw some. And depending on where you go, you would see more or less, because there were some areas of Brooklyn that were just, there's no power, it's trash, there's sand everywhere, there's cars that are sideways and still halfway in the road, that had 2 feet of water go through them, they're totaled, and they're just sitting there. I mean, it was horrible. For the first week and a half or so, it was chaos. There were stoplights in Brooklyn that were out, not blinking red, they were out. And there were no traffic cops directing traffic, nobody, nothing. It was on your own.
Linus,
it was crazy. Go ahead.
Linus, in Springfield, Missouri, when there's a traffic light out, it's really clear what to do. You alternate between, you know, as you enter the intersection. Cars just alternate, and they seem to know the protocol
without being...
Right, kind of like a four-way stop, yes. Now, a four-way stop class, for those of you who are not familiar with that terminology, that would be four stop signs at an intersection. So everybody comes to a stop, and you look, and you figure out who's first and who's second, who's third. Now, is that what you saw in New York City, or was it every man for himself?
Every man for himself.
Wow. Okay.
It's not funny, I'm laughing at that, but I do have something I'll share with you that I found out what a New York second was. Now, when the lights are working, and this applies to New Jersey too, I don't mean anything bad by anybody, that's just how it is. When you're the car in front and the light's red, you're sitting there and you're the guy in front, and when that light turns green, the time it takes for when that light turns green until the guy behind you honks is a New York second. And let me tell you what, when your foot's on the brake and the light turns green and you think about, oh, okay, the light's green, I'm going to move my foot off the brake and move it over, honk. <They honk. laughs> okay, I'm moving over. you just have to go. I mean, you have to have some humor sometimes or you'll cry. You know, it's just, that's what I saw. I just thought, well, okay.
Linus is with us, our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. Linus, certainly, we'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Linus Ertley is with us, our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. He's an insurance adjuster from Missouri, Springfield area, and he went to New York City and New Jersey after Hurricane Sandy to help with insurance claims, and we're talking about what he saw. Linus, can we just take a minute, and I'm still chuckling over your definition of the New York second, and I think that's a term that's going to to circulate very quickly among USAPrepares.com students,
well,
instructors.
Well, there's also a New York minute, and I haven't figured that one out yet. I'm not sure
maybe,
what that
maybe
is,
that's,
but,
maybe that's two New York seconds.
Yeah, probably.
Hey. Linus, you have been to the USA Preparers meetups that we used to have them on Friday, and we've taken over Ziggy's, and it was such a problem that we had so many people that we'd mess up Ziggy's business because we would take over his entire restaurant. People would go and say, hey, you know, I wanted to have a quiet meal, and you know, can't have a quiet meal when we're there, right? So. We moved it to Mondays, and there's still about 110 people that show up every Monday. Can you describe what a meetup is like for those who have not been to one?
Well, you see all walks of life, like you say. We have different professions there that do different things and have different ideas about, you know, this and that and the other. We all talk. When I get there, I'm a little early usually. I eat. Talk with people, how you've been doing, what's been going on. You know, if I have a question for, you know, somebody else that they know something about, I'll ask them, you know, hey, I got a question for you, whatever. We'll mingle. We'll it's like a fellowship thing before the meetups. And then the meetups, of course, you know, which whatever we're doing that week. I like going to them because I get different angles of things that I hear about, or I get to hear it from another source, different stories, or, you know, like how to grow a garden. okay, how do you grow a garden? You know, and we can, you know, you have a seminar about that, and we have to learn an alternate way for, you know, medicine, alternate medicine, or, you know, whatever. It's just, it's there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot there. And I think it's awesome that you do that.
Were you at the meetup we had at the Hy-Vee supermarket in Springfield? Were you at that one that we got kicked out of?
Yes, I was there.
I, you know, I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of that. I mean, how many people do you know who have been able to get kicked out of a supermarket? 110 people all getting kicked out. Now, Roy Birdsong did it. He, you know, when we did that little seminar, we thought, what should we do? We need to be real easy when we go to this new location because, you know, it's a supermarket, and, you know, we can't have Mike Ma there because he'll be talking about killing people and negotiating for your life and, you know, the shootouts he's been in and that kind of stuff. So we can't do that. So what can we talk about that's, you know, kind of middle of the road and nobody will complain? So I asked Roy Birdsong if he would talk about, you know, the iPads and cell phones and how you can have cell phone service for $8 a month and make cell phone calls on Wi-Fi for free. And so that's what he did. And sure enough, he got us kicked out. And he thought I was kidding when I called him and I said, Roy, I can't believe it. You got us kicked out. You know,
and that's from one person complained and then got us kicked out.
Yeah, one person complained about us. And one guy said,
we have 110 people there on average, 100 people, let's say, and they each spend $100 by the time they eat there, buy groceries there, and there's a gas station there. So if they spend $100 every week there times 100 people, that's $10,000 every Friday. That's $500,000 a year.
Yeah, they threw us out. so you know, you have to really do a good job to become a manager of a company like that and say, you know what? Hey, listen, boss, I just want to let you know, I did it. We got rid of that $500,000 worth of sales a year. No problem.
So, oh, man. Yeah, because one person didn't like hearing about cell phones.
Yeah, he complained. He said, you guys do that again. You ever do that again, I'm never coming back. So there we got. We got the boot. And Roy Birdsong called up the store manager because he couldn't believe it when I said, hey, Roy, you got us kicked out. And he came back and he said, hey, Vinny, you're right. I got you kicked out. Yep. Linus is with us, and I've got an email I want to read. When we come back, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch and your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses. And get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
It's going to be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take
my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We just heard a commercial with Eric Lancaster of Terraganics. He was at the Get Prepared Expo. And I wanted to tell you that Mrs. Fennelly purchased some EM1, Effective Microbes 1, and she's going to be putting it in the gardens this weekend. So we purchase it just as you do. We don't get it for free. And I just want to let you know that we're gonna try it and let you know how well it works. And I believe it will work very well. And I wanted to share with you, Linus, you've been to the meetups for quite a while, well over a year. And I'd like to get your opinion about this email that I received. And this came in this morning during hour number one. And I'm going to read it verbatim. It says, "Good morning, Vincent. I never miss your program and still love to hear your laugh. You're the only one on the radio that I hear that does that, and it gives me hope. All is not doom and gloom in the world. I think if I feel that way, many others do, too. What I want to ask you about is, could we meet Mrs. Fennelly? I know she must be a character, too, if she lives with you. You sometimes mention her, but it's never anything personal. Would she consider being on the program with you? I'd love to hear the two of you together. At least tell her we're curious about her. Have a good day. Grace from Oklahoma. Now, the reason I wanted you to comment on this, Linus, you have seen Mrs. Finelli at the meetups, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've talked.
Yeah. Can you imagine her going on the air?
Oh, no. No, she's kind of the opposite. She's kind of quiet, shy, kind of, you know.
So,
am I right?
You are absolutely right. And you know, I was reading this, and I think I've asked her to be on the air with me. I thought that you know, some of the class might be interested in hearing her thoughts and her opinions. And I've asked her to be on the air with me, and she says, you know, no way, she will not do it. And even at the meetups, like she may be ready to burst with a comment she would like to make, and I'll walk up to her with the microphone, and I'll say, please share that, and she'll instantly. She won't say a word. I mean, she only maybe once or twice in 2 years have I ever heard her say anything at the meetup. And a couple times at the microphone when she just couldn't stand it, she had to say, and it was very short, and it was probably something about me. But seriously, you can't, it's impossible, right, to get her to speak publicly.
Yeah, yeah, she doesn't talk much at the meetings, at least not to everybody at once.
Right, right. I mean, she'll sit down with you know, the instructors. She'll sit down with the class, the students, and she'll enjoy spending time with them. But on the microphone, no. So we're talking about New York City now, Linus. The lifestyle is different from your lifestyle and mine compared with those in the city. What you saw? Did people have food in their homes? Did they have cans? And here's what I'm saying. For example, if it's on sale, let's say cans are $2 for $1 vegetables, I'll show up with my pickup truck, okay? And I'll say, okay, well, how about six cases of green beans, six cases, that ought to be a good start. Six cases of corn, that ought to be a good start. You know, 12 cases of baked beans, that ought to be a good start. You know, that's the way I shop for our family. Okay, did you see anything remotely like that there? And I'm not exaggerating, class. I'm not.
No, well, there's no room. I mean, like I said, their houses are a lot smaller. They don't have the room or the barn or the shed or things like that to put extra stuff like that or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when I got there, a lot of the food had been destroyed in their kitchens, but I can tell by the size of their kitchens and everything that, you know, a lot of them, there's no room for a lot of extra food. So, no, they don't shop like we do. Like I was saying, the little markets that they have, you know, all over the place, you know, half a gallon of milk, here's a pound of ground beef, and, you know, whatever. Okay, there's dinner for tonight, and we'll maybe see you tomorrow night for day number two. You know, it's just a different way of shopping. Or like here, like you said, we buy in bulk here, buy gallons of milk and, you know, 10 pounds of ground beef and freeze it and have an extra freezer. And you don't see that as often in the city like that.
Yeah. There's a movie with Steve Martin. He plays a mafia witness protection guy, and they relocate him to the country, you know. And he goes to a supermarket for the first time, and he's stocking up, and he's pushing this shopping cart, and he can barely get enough traction, you know, if this thing is so heavy and overloaded, because he got the pricing gun, and he went to the meat department, and he priced all these, you know, cuts of meat at 39 cents a piece. It was stacked to overflowing, and he's like, couldn't get traction, the cart was so heavy. But that's kind of like me. When it's on sale, I buy a lot of it because I know we're going to eat it. Really, I know it. It's 100% certainty that we are going to eat it. And why buy it at 89 cents a can when I can buy it two for a dollar? I mean,
that's
doesn't
right.
make any.
And you don't have to be a prepper to prepare for things. Like, I guarantee you we're going to have another Hurricane Sandy somewhere. It's a fact. We will have one. We're also going to have another Katrina. Hurricane season starts in 3 weeks, by the way. Now, you're not going to see a hurricane in June, most likely, but now's a good time to be thinking, you know, hey, if we get a hurricane, as an example, or a storm, you know, whatever, or an EMP, anything, it's good to have extra things on hand. I would suggest, you know, give it, you know, a case of water. It's 3 gallons of water. It's about $4 or $5. They come in convenient little bottles to drink out of. Or, you know, you can buy it by the gallon, you know, gallon jugs, too, a little cheaper. But either way, you do that, you put that under your bed or in the closet, in the basement maybe, where it won't flood, something like that. And same with some food, some canned food, like you said, a case of beans or, you know, a case of chicken noodle soup, tomato soup, crackers, stuff like that that will keep for, say, a year or two in the closet or under the bed somewhere, and then you can forget about it. And there you have it. In case the power goes out, you got something to fall back on so you're not ravenous in 2 days because you're out of food and waiting for Big Brother to come help you, which may be another week after the lights go out.
Yeah.
Or something like that happens. So it's just insurance. And like you said, you're going to eat it anyway.
Well,
after a year, you rotate it and you just eat it. And then you put new down there.
You need a manual can opener, class. And here's we're talking about the least expensive insurance that you could possibly buy. For example, if you got 12 cans of baked beans, 2 for $1, that's $6. $6 for a case of baked beans if you can buy them 2 for $1. And we can. We can buy them all the time here for 2 for $1. You can even buy them for less than that. So for $6, now you have 12 cans or 12 meals. Now, you may not like eating baked beans, but it'll get you through to the other side. Now, a case of water, I think it's about maybe $3, between $3 and $4 for a case of 24 bottles of water here in Missouri. So
yeah,
for $10
water,
now.
By the way, doesn't have fluoride in it, so there's a plus.
Yeah, well, and you know, right in the studio. Someday I've got to take a picture of the studio here with it. I've got these four monitors, and right to the right of the four monitors it says, Fire Greg Burris, 417-864-1001, the bumper sticker, because Greg Burris is the city manager of Springfield, Missouri, and he's putting poisonous fluoride in the water. In the afternoon programs, we talk about Greg Burris, and boy, does he hate Vinny. Boy, does he hate me. Well, I'll lay off as soon as he takes the fluoride out of the water, and wait till he sees what we do. We're going to show up at city council meeting, and it's going to be USA Prepares Against City Council, and we're going to get the fluoride out of the water, whether they like it or not. So, Linus, you've been sharing that we should be prepared at some level. What was like the, if you could list maybe three or four things that people should have that you saw that they didn't have, what would they be? I mean, okay, so we talked about the cans of food, we talked about the water. The gas was shut off to their stoves, right?
Yes.
So they could not cook. Even if they had electric stoves, they couldn't cook because their electricity was off, right?
Right. Yeah, a lot of breaker panels got submerged, and then you have to wait for an electrician. You can't turn the power back on. The city was setting that off, and it's with good reason. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
They had houses burned down because of that. Mm-hmm. After. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the things I would have anybody should have, and by the way, go to garage sales. I find so much cheap stuff at garage sales. It's unreal. It really is. I would have some extra clothing that you don't, like, care about, meaning it's clean, but it's not like a $50 shirt. It's just a garage sale dollar shirt. Buy some extra stuff like that, and pants and socks and maybe a pair of work boots or something like that to keep, you know, on hand in case you know something, if you're on foot or whatever. Of course, food and water. That way you're comfortable. And also hygiene. I would have extra toothpaste. I would have baby wipes, which you can use to clean yourself with all over your body, because there's not going to be water flowing, so you'll have to keep clean somehow, because you'll start smelling bad in about a day or two.
did you see that, Linus?
Yes. I didn't see people with baby wipes. I saw people that smelled bad after a day or two, yes.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, and it's going to happen again somewhere. It's a guaranteed fact.
Like, so, you met Garland, one of the guys that comes to the meetup almost every single week and has for, you know, a couple of years. One day, he came up and he said, look, I bought these, and he had a box of them. And what they were the liners for cold weather. Now, they weren't the outer. It was like a military liner that you would put inside a suit to keep you warmer. And he gave me one. It's like a jacket. And I keep it in the car, and you can roll it up. And, you know, if I have to get under the car, it's not like I'm going to be damaging, you know, good clothing. But it will keep me warm if I need to stay warm. And it right. And it compresses. So I think that's what you're talking about. So,
in your car has stuff like that, too. Have some, keep a case of water in your car. I mean, it's you know, find, you know, bottles or some Mylar or whatever, so it stays in the heat. Rotate that quite a bit in the summertime because it can leach through and taste bad. But that to get home on, old shirts you don't care about, put them in your car. It's just to work on your car on the side of the road sometime, or, you know, a jacket same way, something to lay on. That way you don't tear up your nice clothing when you're, you know, out and about. Yeah.
Mine certainly. Lance Ertley, our newest instructor. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just want to let you know that your State Department has banned the plans to print 3D guns. So there's a printer that will print in plastic, three dimensions. And on the Internet was a set of plans to do that. So you could download those plans and then go to the printer and print yourself a plastic gun that would fire real bullets. Well, you can't download the plans anymore. It's banned. Our State Department has banned the information. That's something brand new. Brand new. Banning information. Your government, your out-of-control government, is now banning information. Just like all the records of Nikola Tesla have been removed from the library, so it's very difficult to read his original works. Yep, they have just banned the plans to, you can't download them. Man, I can't believe it. Linus Erdley is with us, and we're talking about New York City. We're talking about being prepared. We're talking about, during the first hour, Linus, you mentioned how people would get together, and you mentioned something like someone said, yeah, I know someone with a car, as if, you know, that was unusual, right? Is it unusual to have a car in New York City?
Well, I mean, there were a lot of cars there, but, I mean, at the same time, there's so many people. There's no room for everybody to have a car. Like I said, if you put 2.5 million people in the city of Springfield, there's still no room for your car.
Yeah, and the point is, Linus, you probably cannot imagine life without your own personal transportation vehicle, whether it be a car or a pickup truck. You probably can't imagine it. I certainly can't. I mean, life would cease to exist pretty within a couple years here on the farm without a vehicle. I mean, we're good for a couple years without being resupplied, but life in the country without a car or a truck, pickup truck, is really, really unusual. So, Linus, what else would you recommend that we take away from this class about Hurricane Sandy? So we need food. We need cans of food. We need water. We need a manual can opener. We need to make sure that we don't have to depend on electricity. Did you find that people did not have flashlights?
Well, I wasn't there when they need. I was already gone by the time it got dark where they would need them. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of flashlights, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of folks didn't have flashlights. I'm sure a third of the people out there don't have a flashlight, or at least they don't know where it's at right away, and if it even works. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to talk about that we didn't get to today. I know we're almost out of time, but
well, we can do it again.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fine with me anytime. Yeah. I mean, you know, build a kit, get a plan, and have a backup.
Yeah, a backup. And Linus, you know, when you and I were chatting about this prior to the broadcast, you were talking about your fuel tank in your vehicle. Now, you know, it has an E for empty. It's got a 1/2 for half full. It's got an F for full. How do you look at your fuel tank as a result of this?
Well, I'll tell you the quick story. We have time.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes.
Okay, real quick. I was in Brooklyn, and it was dark, my second night going out there. And I ran up to an area where there were other adjusters and people that, you know, had been doing it longer, so I can go there and ask questions and show them things. You know, it's a help room. I ran to Flushing, New York, which is just east of Manhattan, right there close. And I'm up there. I did my thing. I'm leaving, and I'm going back to the room in Newark, New Jersey area, and I'm going down by the Lincoln Tunnel. It's closed. GPS doesn't say it's closed. Mm-hmm. So I had to find a new route. So I'm routing. I'm trying to find it. I get lost. Not really lost, but I'm like, okay, where do I go? Where do I go? And I'm almost out of gas now because I'm driving around. And I thought, okay, I'll get gas tomorrow. I put it off. I was busy. It was kind of my fault thing. But I couldn't buy gas that day when I was out there. My license plate wouldn't. It was the wrong day for my license plate in New York, so I had to go over to New Jersey to buy it. But I couldn't get.
Almost out of time.
I was almost out of gas. So right now, half is the new E.
Okay, there you go, Linus. Half a tank is the new empty. Yep. Linus Hurtley. Vin Finelli, USAPreparedUs.com. Linus, thanks so much for being with us. Linus is our newest USAPreparedUs.com instructor. He's an insurance adjuster, and this is, I guess, 101. We're going to have 102 because we didn't get a chance to talk about all the things that we'd like to share with you. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.